Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Gogglebox is unfortunately having its season finale this week.
That was too quick, I think. The season's already over.
I know.
Too quick.
It's my guilty, one of my guilty pleasures, Gogglebox, because it lets me catch up on all the TV that I missed.
True.
And then if I watch something on there, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll go re-watch the full episode of that.
Yeah, true.
Or binge watch it.
Sort of a preview.
Two lovely ladies that are on the show are Kerry and Isabel, and they're joining us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Now, we haven't spoken to you yet, Kerry and Isabel. It's great to have you on the show. Now, we all know the news, 11:59 p.m. last night. You guys over in Melbourne could finally go out and get on the beers, as Dan Andrews said. Do you have any plans
for top shelf?
Something a bit more top shelf. Do you have any plans to go out today or tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm off for a picnic with Evie, a fellow ex-Goggleboxer. We haven't seen each other in a while because we live too far apart to catch up. So I'm going to be having a rosé with her this afternoon.
Nice.
Amazing. Well-deserved as well after, what, 140 days of lockdown. I think you've deserved that rosé.
I know. I'm a bit nervous to just be in public, like with other people, though. I don't know how to have a proper conversation anymore.
It'd be weird, wouldn't it, actually getting out of the house? Obviously, you still got to wear your mask and everything, but it'd feel like you're doing something naughty, wouldn't it?
Yes, it does. And the funny thing is that the only thing that we've all got to talk about now is what we've been watching on TV.
Which you guys are experts in. Now, has this season been harder or easier for you guys because of COVID?
I think it's been easier just because, I think everyone is, spending a lot of time on the couch watching TV. So just reflecting, what our community is going through and, literally just being on the couch watching TV is pretty much what we've been doing. So.
Yeah, true.
But it has been a bit harder for us because Mum hasn't been able to be part of it.
Mm. Yeah, which is very sad. But you not have only been watching TV. Isabel, you got engaged during COVID.
Congratulations.
I read a sneaky article that apparently you guys were only together for 4 months. Is that true?
Yeah, well, we've been together 8 now, but 4 months in. Yeah, but lockdown, when you're like living on top of each other in isolation, it just condenses your whole relationship. So
it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like The Bachelor. You've got a few months to make up your mind because you're just with each other 24/7. I guess it'd make it a bit more fast paced, wouldn't it? When you know, you know.
Yeah, but I think it's even better than The Bachelor because we're not going on fancy dates and getting dressed up and in sort of like a like an unrealistic situation. I've just been in my pajamas in front of him from the get-go with no makeup on. So I don't know what we're going to be like when we actually get to go out and dress up.
Yeah, actually go on a proper date somewhere.
Plus there's not 24 of you fighting for him. That's also a difference. Now, you sold your house as well. Where are you guys going to be watching from next season? A different house,
so
obviously.
It'll be a different house, a different couch. We're starting afresh, so it'll be a fresh new look for the show, which will be exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah, now, we did mention before that, unfortunately, Emmy wasn't with you guys this season. Will she be back next season, pending COVID?
Oh, yes, most definitely. She's itching to go.
I bet.
Has she been watching the same shows as you guys, so you can still talk about them?
Yeah. That's been great, actually, because we often ring her and say, what do you reckon about blah, blah, and we get her opinion, which is good.
Oh, that's so good that she's still, involved in everything. Gogglebox season finale, it's tonight on Foxtel, tomorrow on Win. We are sad to see it go, but we're keen for another season very soon. Kerry and Isabel, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks.